Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said he's made trade deals with more than 200 countries, but he's not announced any of those deals. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent clarifying on ABC's This Week.
I believe that he is referring to sub-deals within the negotiations we're doing. And Martha, if there are 180
countries. But those aren't actual deals.
Treasury Secretary says consumer behavior does not reflect the opinion in an ABC News Washington Post poll that found 7 in 10 respondents believe a recession is somewhat or very likely. Same poll found the president's approval rating in his first 100 days sits at 39%. That's the worst at 100 days in 80 years. Canada's prime minister says there's no threat to the public after 9 people were killed when a vehicle drove into a crowd at a Filipino street festival in Vancouver. 30-year-old man's been arrested. And thousands gathering to view the tomb of Pope Francis now open to the public in Rome. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least 3 Milwaukee schools have closed and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they're forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarik, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The NFL Draft, a huge success. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL Draft ended last night here in Green Bay. Over 600,000 fans attending during the 3-day event. That's only second to the draft held in Nashville back in 2019. TV ratings also up 11% over last year's numbers. As for the Packers, they drafted 8 new players, 4 on offense, 4 on defense. I asked Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, was he hoping to add more draft picks to the roster?
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year. And we really didn't accomplish that, but feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
NBA Game 4, the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers lead that series 2-1. Baseball, the Brewers lost their 4th in a row, 6-5 in St. Louis yesterday.
We all know that we need to clean it up, but in the big leagues you have to do that. You know, you can't keep making mistakes and just get it corrected and don't let it linger.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today, and there will be a chance of showers, especially in the first half of the day. South winds gusty, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a few showers around, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. On Monday, watch out for the prospects of severe weather. Right now, it's 51.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. That's our theme. We are back. Music of the movies. Words you never forget. Jimmy Cagney. White Heat. Edmund O'Brien, Virginia Mayo. One of the 400 greatest films of all time. And Cody Jarrett.
You won't get away with it, Cody.
Cody, huh? You got a good memory for names. Too good.
How do you like that, boys? A copper. And I was going to split 50-50 with a copper.
Now tell me you're glad to see me. Only stay afloat.
All I wanted was for you to come back. That's the truth. I love you, Cody. I love you.
Good in a mink coat, honey.
Mm-hmm. You look good in a shower curtain.
It was Big Ed. He told me to do it. You wouldn't kill me in cold blood, would you?
No, I'll let you warm up a little.
Let him have it.
Oh, no. And lose our ace in the hole, he's gonna walk us out of here. Ain't you, copper?
Ed.
Still got nerves?
Max Steiner's music from White Heat.
Stop on yesterday, back to before that silly fight, and give me a chance to make things right. I said some things I didn't mean to say, things that I am sorry for today. Down on my knees, I beg you please to turn the world around the other way. I never really wanted us to break up, and I'm sorry for each teardrop that you cry. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up. And darling, will you stand by my side to turn the world around the other way, back to where it started yesterday? Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. to stop on yesterday. Just take my hand. Together we can turn the world around. We ought to lay. Yes, turn the world around. We ought to lay.
Hey, Dean.
Wow.
What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Ken, I was thinking maybe I'd go to Disneyland. I hear they got a great new ride there called the Haunted Mansion. Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week, and it scared the pants off him. Oh. At least that's what he told the judge. But, you know, Frank is a different kind of guy.
Excuse me, are you... Have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. Must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Get to be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
When did I start?
You've been doing what since when?
Early teens.
Yeah, well, what
I think my mother started me on it.
Your mother?
And now it's probably... Well, I've been doing it all my life.
Well, what did you start, sir? Give me a hint.
Probably destroyed my brain.
What is this? Some narcotic?
Probably is. My insides are all rotted away.
What are you talking about?
After all, it's been every day, many times every day.
What's been every day?
And sometimes at night, you know, even... I know they...
No, you poor
they're trying to wean me with...
Oh, you poor
decaf.
With what?
Decaf. And I like that, too, but...
What are you talking about?
The real stuff.
You're talking about...
The real stuff.
Coffee?
I've got several pots boiling out there right now.
You're talking about coffee?
I don't even need cream and sugar anymore.
Coffee won't hurt you.
Just black.
It won't hurt you.
Black.
Are you crazy? Coffee won't hurt you. Look what it's done for me.
What would I do without it?
I know. I love being all the cup, too. I love cream and sugar, though, in mine. Oh, thank you.
80 cups a day.
Oh, that's nothing. I have more than that.
80 more.
More than 80. Much more than 80.
I'm a big fan of old-time radio. I wish we had a better term than old-time. One of my favorite shows was Suspense. 8 o'clock on CBS. And the music was written by Bernard Herrmann.
And the city. The night is tonight, tomorrow night, or any night. The city is London.
Crazy music out of old-time radio, and it was written by some pretty famous people. But we got Jack Jones up next, and I want to tell you, Bernie Herrmann wrote the music for Suspense, and it was stolen by Color My World. See if you don't agree on the music of the stars. Jack Jones, they don't get any better. We lost them last year.
Tell her you care. Each time you speak, make it her birthday. Each day of the week, bring her nice things, sugar and spice things, roses and lollipops. And lollipops and roses. One day she'll smile, next day she'll cry. Minute to minute, you'll never know why. Coax her, pet her, better yet, get her. Lollipops and roses. We try acting grown up, but as a rule, we're all little children. It starts 14 or 40, their kids in their hearts. Keep them handy, flowers and candy, roses and lollipops, and lollipops and roses. Thank you. So carry her books. That's how it starts. 14 or 40, their kids in their hearts. Keep them handy, flowers and candy, roses and lollipops, and lollipops and roses.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this reach rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I do when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this reach rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love.
Music Sheboygan style with the Cordettes. 1958.
You know, some folks are addicted to waltzes. Others go in a big way for a stirring march or a lilting ballad. However, a short time ago, three people with a sweet ear for music sat down and whipped up a dish of musical confectionery that should appeal to all types. Candy.
I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, oh mine. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day that I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Job's a game, and every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Johnny Mercer.
Sugar, I call my baby my sugar. I never may be my sugar, and that's the reason she's so confectionary. It's funny, she never pleads for my money. All that she asks for is honey that she can have anytime. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I were a bee, 'cause she's much sweeter than any candy to me. She's my tutti frutti sugar. I never cheat on my sugar. I'm much too sweet on my sugar. My sugar baby of mine. make a million trips to her lips if I were a bee, 'cause she's much sweeter than any candy to me. She's my fine and dandy sugar. I never cheat on my sugar. I'm much too sweet on sugar, sugar baby of mine.
Go twisting with the sisters McGuire. So let's have a fine answer.
Sisters, Julie.
I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City. Oh, why did I go there? I should have stayed down in New Orleans and never gone nowhere. A gal with sweet talk from Kansas City, her words were sweet like wine. She wore those diamonds and had limousines and stole that man of mine. When night comes creeping for me, there ain't no sleeping. What he sowed, he's gonna be reaping, for he done me wrong. I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I heard the news. Deep in my solitude with the blues, the Salt Lake City blues.
Thank you. Look at the old clock on the wall. Says it might be time to buy a new clock for the wall. I don't know. Louis Armstrong. I gotta go to the dentist. I think I lost the filling there or something.
My sugar is so confectionary, funny. She never asks for my money. All I can give her is honey that she can get anytime. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I was a bee, 'cause she's sweeter than any candy to me. She's brand new lady sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm so sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Was my sweet, sweet sugar.
Sugar's gone from Sugar Hill. Love's old sweet song has lost its thrill. She was my lover until another stole my honey. Flashing $20 bill. Ooh, the jasmine bloom, all around my door. But the sweet perfume, ain't sweet no more. I'll face tomorrow sorrow, 'cause my sugar's gone, gone from that hill. $20 bill. Oh, the jasmine bloom, all around my door.
Limbo. The rhythm was there. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything was beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I looked back with that special look I get. When my baby looks at me with that special look she gets, I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, Lee, dear, this is my baby. He just said, crazy. My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing, so he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, of course. My baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, 2 glasses of warm milk, please.
Such a funny name.
Yeah. Well, I...
Oh, well, tell me more about this place, Meadowville.
You really want to hear about it?
Yes.
Well, there's not much to tell about my hometown. Life is easy and the tempo slow. But if you really want to find what's in it, you'll learn in a minute all you have to know. Let's go.
Gene Kelly.
Come walking with me. I want you to see our main street. You'll know the whole town by just walking down our main street. There's the corner where the boys hang out. As each girl goes by, they rate her, whistle and try to date her later. Baby, are you going steady? And then we can stop and chat with a cop on Main Street. He made an arrest way back in 1903. He'll ask me who is the pretty stranger. How proud I'm gonna be when you walk down Main Street with me.
London's Piccadilly when it was time for tea.
We walked along the Champs-Élysées, the pride of gay Paris.
You could rave about your Broadway and Times Square. Come on along and let me show you the grandest thoroughfare.
Hop a bus, take a car, hail a cab, and there you are on Fifth Avenue. Every Joan, every Jane walks along the dreamer's lane on Fifth Avenue. That's Fifth Avenue, where they stop, window shop, and their hopes are so high.
Pricing rings,
things that they can't afford to buy.
But they smile, they don't care, everyone's a millionaire when you're strolling on Fifth Avenue.
World's on parade.
Wherever fashions are made
on Fifth Avenue, that's Fifth Avenue.
Fancy shops,
small cafes,
a cathedral, and then
Central Park,
Cartier's,
and Woolworth's 5 and 10.
What a street, what a thrill. Say you haven't lived until you've been strolling on Fifth Avenue.
You've been stolen on.
You've been stolen on Fifth Avenue.
Great picture. 1940. Young People. Jack Oakey. Shirley Temple. Charlotte Greenwood. Music of the Stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
Never far away from me.
sweethearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the world.
Goodbye.
There's no
Thanks once again for joining us on the Music of the Stars. And next week, we dive into the month of May. Merry or not, we're here, and so is it. Civic Media Radio Network stations, I bid you a pleasant week. Keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love.
This is Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being here. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. We broadcast on the Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us, all across the world.
Of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The death toll has now risen to 11 in Vancouver, Canada, where a man drove an SUV into a crowd of people gathered for a Filipino street festival last night. Dale Salip saw it all unfold.
So it was really sad because, like I said, they were all twisted bodies, some with head injuries, two kids that I saw, a baby, and then also probably an 11-year-old child. Like I said, three bodies were stuffed under the food truck.
Police say they have the driver in custody. They do not believe this was an act of terrorism. Thousands gathered in Vatican City yesterday for the funeral of Pope Francis. Attention is now on the College of Cardinals as they begin the process of electing a new pope.
They are starting now already with what's called general congregations, where they're discussing in general what they want in the next pope without campaigning. And then eventually, whenever the date is announced, they will go behind locked doors.
ABC Papal contributor Father James Martin. This is ABC News. The retrial.